This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 311 for Thursday, March 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is posting losses Thursday morning, moving lower for the first time this week. Canola down $7 to $8, the May contract down $7.60 at $576.60 per ton. Chinese tariffs on Canadian canola oil and meal are set to come into effect today. That's likely accounting for some of the selling pressure. Losses in Chicago soy oil added to the softer tone, although European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were higher. Canola does remain cheap compared to other global oil seeds, and that's keeping some end-user buying interest underneath the market. In the U.S., wheat is down, corn up, and soybeans mixed. Soybeans hard-pressed to see much movement, trading within a few pennies of unchanged, as gains in soy meal were countered by losses in oil, keeping beans themselves lacking direction. The May contract down a penny in early trade at $10.07 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were disappointing, coming in below trade guesses at about 350,000 tons. The advancing Brazilian harvest remains a bearish influence as more and more Brazilian soybeans make their way to export channels. The USDA's planting intentions report will be released at the end of March, and pre-report positioning is starting to be a feature. Early expectations are for a cut to U.S. soybean acres and an increase in corn plantings. Corn underpinned today by strong weekly exports of 1.5 million tons. The May contract up 3 cents at $4.65 per bushel. Wheat, though, pressured by poor weekly export demand as the USDA reported net cancellations of about 250,000 tons for the current marketing year. However, new crop sales of just under 500,000 tons were supportive. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in May at $6.06 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 9 cents in the May contract at $5.85 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 9 cents in the May contract at $5.53 per bushel. While heavy snows in parts of Kansas may help alleviate dryness concerns in some areas there, most of that key wheat-producing state remains on the dry side and in need of more moisture. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, March 20th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.